Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik of Light of Israel, Great Gaon and Tzadik, Tzadik HaKohen Milublin. And Baruch Hashem, we have been zocheh to see so much wisdom and insight from the Holy Rebbe. And this year should be a special schus for Yidid Nafshi, Daniel Yisrael, Ben Vivel Yisheva, Baruch HaBatzlah B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav. And we are now holding an Os Nun Beis. Ayat Madam Yer Rishayim Yisravim Ba'olam Ba'ochem Yisgadlam B'chol Yoyim. כי ידע השם יזברך שהשם יזברך הוא בעל הכרם, כמה שכסוף, ויודע טיבו של כרם יויסר ממנו, ומסעק אין צרוכו בכל עיס ורגע. In the previous shtickle in Osnun, we saw that the time of Be'ita Be'ez HaMashiach is when we're thirsty for God's Yeshua. We also saw in Osios Memdalet and Memtes, that the power of a person's Yetzer Hara shows how much Kedusha he has to overcome it, and he can get the parallel Shlemus that comes along with this Yetzer. And now we're going to be learning how we should value the Kedusha that's found in the latter generations, even though it seems that there's so many people being caught up in the web of the Yetzer Hara, Tarti Mashma. And yet, there's a lot of kedusha, a lot of potential in our world. So, Ayat Me'adam, don't wonder, Im Yireh, if he sees in his generation, Veshayim, even among Klal Yisrael, Misrabim Ba'olam, they are increasing in the world, as if there's nothing stopping them. They're just coasting through, and gaining more and more power, and influence. They're going and becoming greater and greater daily. And the world looks like Hefka Chatz Vashom. But it's not true. Ki Yeda, you should know. Shashem Yisbarach Hu Baal HaKerem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is analogized to being the owner of a vineyard. And his vineyard is Am Yisrael. Like the famous Mashal in the book of Isaiah, in the fifth chapter, there it says, 5:7, Ki cherem Hashem tzvokos beis Yisrael, that the vineyard of the God of hosts is the house of Israel. Ukemo shekinu, like a Chazal call us in Maseches Bava Metzia, on page 83b, we're called a Kerem. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, answered Reb Yeshua ben Karcha, who asked him why he was giving away Jewish sinners to the king. Zakdel, Koitzim ani mechalem in a Kerem. I am removing the thorns from the vineyard. And answers Reb Yeshua, Yavo Baal HaKerem V'yechales Koitzov. Let the owner of the vineyard, either Ribono Shel Olam, remove the thorns. So a person should know, V'yodea, a person should remember that God knows, Tivo, the essence, Shel Kerem, Yoyser Mimeno. God knows his citizens. He knows his people. Misakein Tzrochov, he's fixing the needs of his vineyard at every moment. And when the time comes to elevate the low status of the Jewish people, God is going to do so. We see this from the fact that our rabbis say, Amru sheben David efshu sheyavo b'dor shekulo chayiv yamid melech koshek ha'oman sheyashuvu b'tshuva. Mashiach ben David might come in a generation that is completely guilty like we say in the Gemara, in Maseches Sanhedrin, on page 88a, that Ein Ben David Baal Avdosha Kulo Zakei Kulo Chayiv. And then the Gemara brings Psukim to this effect. Umitzad Sheni, we know that the Jewish people have to do tshuva. So how is it that we're kulo chayiv? We have to do tshuva before the gula comes. So how can it be that we're completely guilty? However, as the Rambam writes, one of my favorite Rambams, that the Torah has already promised us that in the end the Jewish people are going to do tshuva. Sov galusan. And that is through the fact that Yamid Melech Kosher Kahaman, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put into place a king whose decrees are as difficult, as catastrophic as those of Haman, or that of Haman, until the Jewish people do tshuva, as the Gemara tells us there in Sanhedrin. So, the beginning it's going to be that we're doing tshuva out of necessity, and then we're going to be elevated, and then we're going to become, do it for the right reasons, for our sake of our geula. Rayam Ruzal, rabbis tell us, see the Yerushalmi in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. There it's talking about the Leitzanim, the clowns, the scoffers, in the time of Jeroboam, in the time of Yeravam, who would ask in Adam Kasher, which door is Chaviv Mikol HaDoiris? And Adam Kasher would say, Dor HaMidbar. And from that, Rabbeinu learns that this is true, that it was a Davar Pashut, that if you ask a person, which door was Chaviv Mikol HaDoiris, the correct answer is Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the desert. And the reason is Mipnei Shezachu LeKabbalas HaTorah, they were zocha to receive the Torah, and even after their low level in Galus Mitzrayim, they were elevated to be Chaviv Mikol HaDoiris, even though they were Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah and Halalu Avdei Avodah Zarah. The Jewish people also weren't so perfect, to say the least, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, and we were Dor HaChaviv Mikol HaDoiris, and we got the Torah. B'chein al Doiris shel Shlomo, HaMelech Olav HaShalom, Yisro Shenetz Basri L'chai Olam Haba, Meishe Zachu Bin Yabes HaMikdash. So to the door of Shlomo HaMelech. Chazal say, Yemoed Katan 9a, and when the Beis HaMikdash was completed, they were so elevated until they were all Mizbaser, they were all told from a baskol min hashemayim, you are all mizumen l'chay olam haba. Why are they mizumen l'chay olam haba? Mipnei shezachu l'binyan beis hamikdash, and therefore they were misroimim l'ruma mailas. They were so elevated. Vein tzarech leimar, dorei shel Mashiach shevada yeh choviv. The door of Mashiach is also going to be very, very choviv. That we also can be elevated, just like the door of the Midbar and the door of Shlomo HaMelech. The door of Mashiach is also going to be zoch to be Makabel Torah, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Torah Chadoshi Me'iti Teitze, like it says in the Medrash. It's going to be a new elevated understanding of Torah. And they're going to be zoch to Binyan Bayis Shlishi, even though they were so low before the Geula. And they're going to become such a beloved generation because God is going to bring them to tshuva. It must be that our the soul of this last generation is higher than that of all the generations.
Musa.
all the sins of the Jewish people are not be'etzim, just the relationship of the souls to the sins. Chazal made a mashal to a hadas, a beautiful myrtle branch that is between some bad grass, some weeds. In other words, the pnimius is b'kedusha, and just the outside is not. And therefore, the surim come through the chait, because the thorn that surrounds a person's soul because of the chait is pricking him, and it hurts. But when all of these thorns are burned around the soul, that is analogized to a rose. So the rose, in other words, the soul, kisheishana ben achoichim, kein rayosi ben abonois, this like a rose among thorns, so is my beloved among the girls. In other words, when these sins go away, all that's going to be left is the rose of Adarabba. Shoshana shit ben achoichim chashuva yoser. A sheshana, which is among thorns, is greater than a rose among roses. Kamo shekasev, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, she sheshana shimayla reyach, umufcheres mikol she'ar avradim ba'olam, ein arak ahi ha'olam mibein ha'koitzim. That a sheshana that has a good smell from all of the flowers in the world is only that that comes up among thorns. And this Zohar, notes Rabbeinu in brackets, is Vasan Leman De'Omer Bali Tshuva Adifi. It's according to the Shita of the Man De'Omer that Bali Tshuva are greater than Tzadikim Gemurim. Now, like those who hold that Tzadikim Gemurim are greater. So you have the rose among the thorns is greater than a rose among roses. So that's going to be our generation, which I don't want to be negative, Chas V'Shalom, but you see the Nidrakite, you see how low so many people have fallen in our generation, particularly with the technology and putting pictures on Facebook and that sneeze things, and the things people are watching and the things people are doing, and the excessive immersion in bodily pleasures, etc., etc. You see how, and all of the stories of Rahman al-Itzlan of abuse that we hear about, and the stories of people doing dishonest things, and just so many terrible things that are happening. Nevertheless, this low generation is going to be elevated beyond our imagination, because a tremendous tshuva is going to be done. The tshuva efshar shiya b'rego echod, and tshuva can even be done instantaneously. K'demuchach b'perek beis b'kiddushin, like we see in the second parak of Kiddushin, that if a man is mekadish a woman, Almanasha needs tzaddik, on condition that I'm a tzaddik, even if he's a rosh gamul, she's mekudeshes misafik, she's married out of doubt, that maybe she's married because maybe he did an instantaneous tshuva. But on mevakshim, we ask from Hashem Yisbarach, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva, such a geshmak pasuk, it's an echa. Bring us back to you, Hashem, and we'll return. And that can be me'eruvas b'tshuva b'rega echad. Rak Hashem Yisbarach Tzoyveach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a shray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu screams, Shuva Alai V'Hashuva Aleichem. We say, bring us back Hashem, and Hashem says, you come back to me, and I'll come back to you. U'mistama b'dor shikuloi chayiv, mistama, when the generation, the gula comes, in a generation that's kuloi chayiv, the halacha is, that ein Yisrael nigolim elam b'tshuva. So Al Korach Shia's Didon Netzach, that's going to be a matzav of Didon Netzach. We're going to win. Shalanu Yinatzeach, like it says in the Vayikra Rabba, in Chof Dalet Gimel, which is later made famous by Chabad when they won the famous court case about the library, where the library was shaykh to the Rebbe or to his nephew. It was shout out to the Babich Bechlal, to his nephew. And in the end, they went to the courts, and it was a huge case, it was Balagan. And in the end, the judge decided that it belongs to Chabad. And Zdida Netzach, they made a song about it. So here also, we're going to win. Knesset Yisrael is going to win in their Bakasha of Hashiveinu. That there's going to be a Sarusa L'Tshuva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Ma'ir us to Tshuva. And we're also going to be Ma'ir to Tshuva on our own. Like we see in the Sefer, Sisei Laila Nos Chofches. Ukisha Hashem Yisbarach Yirtzeh. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Megala, the beauty of the Shoshana Bein HaChoichim, to be Mevara, to clarify and to publicize the essence of the Jewish people, and instantaneously, in one moment, all of the thorns, all of the impurity of sins HaSoivivim that surround us, are going to be removed. Everything's going to happen as God wants it, and we're all going to do tshuva shleima. And it's going to be revealed, like what Rabbeinu says elsewhere, that even the sins, even the bad stuff that happened before, and when the time comes, we are going to see that, and we're going to appreciate that it was all part of a greater process, and God had it all planned out in advance, and it's going to be a gevaldik tshuva, and we're all going to return to our source, and be zochah to the geula shleima. So that's a beautiful, very inspiring, so many of these shtiglach in Tzidkas HaTzadik are so inspiring and uplifting, and optimistic and rosy, talking about how what an incredible future we have to look forward to. So we should be zeichet to that b'karav. Thank you so much for listening, and we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.